Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwayne Pellette. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dwayne Pellette. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting third. The left fielder, Russ Sullivan. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting seventh. The third baseman, John Baumgartner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bucca. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Marlowe. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dick Marlowe. And now, play ball. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groth moves to second. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groth scores. Young moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards second. Friend scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Young moves to third. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Elliott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baumgartner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a pop-up towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marlowe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a pop-up towards short. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Baumgartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumgartner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Bucca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bucca hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Marlowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marlowe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dyke hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0-for-1 in the game. Keane hits a pop-up towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-1 in the game. Friend hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bucca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 1 in the game. Delsing hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0 for 1 in the game. Pellett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baumgartner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Delsing. Groth reaches second base with a double. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marlowe fields it and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to third. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dyke takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Baumgartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumgartner is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumgartner hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Bucca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bucca is 0 for 1 in the game. Bucca hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Marlowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marlowe is 0 for 1 in the game. Marlowe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 2 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baumgartner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 2 in the game. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers fields the ball and throws to Pellett covering. Safe. Keene moves to second. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keane moves to third. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo strikes out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dyke. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Keane scores. Friend goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 2 in the game. Delsing hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Billy Hunter. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Delsing. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Willie Miranda pinch runs for Hank Edwards. Dick Kokos pinch hits for Dwayne Pellett. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miranda scores. Kokos moves to second. It's Browns, 2, Tigers, 2. Neil Berry pinch runs for Dick Kokos. Ray Herbert now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Groth bunts towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Friend covering, for the out. Berry moves to third. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bucca for a passed ball. Berry scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Browns. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Young takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baumgartner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Miranda now playing shortstop. Bob Kane now pitching. John Baumgartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumgartner is 0 for 2 in the game. Baumgartner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Bucca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bucca is 0 for 2 in the game. Bucca hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Sushok pinch hits for Ray Herbert. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Jordan now pitching. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 3 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 3 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bucca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 3 in the game. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a pop-up towards the mound. Kane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Friend hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Carswell pinch hits for Russ Sullivan. Frank Carswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield pinch runs for Frank Carswell. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. Dropo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.